Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Again, hour two of the Adam Carriker Show. Welcome back. This show is sponsored by Suizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it's a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply at Suizo.com. 40 years strong in business. Suizo Construction, again, that's SCHWISOW.com. Right now it's time to bring on our special guest at this time, Miss Nebraska Teen USA, Miss Caitlin Halverson. How you doing, my friend?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I appreciate you taking the time to join us. So you and I actually met at the Storm Chasers game doing a signing and chatted a little bit, got to know each other a little bit. So you are actually still in high school, obviously Miss Teen USA. I believe you go to East High School. But what was it like, you know, competing? You've been doing this for 3 years now, I believe, winning Miss Nebraska Teen USA. What was that process and that experience like for you?
It was crazy. So at the time, I was a competitive cheerleader, which I was at the gym 2 to 3 days a week. So I really practiced around my schedule there. And then the 2 or 3 weeks leading up to the actual competition, I spent a lot of time at my coach's house in her basement, just walking through every routine, doing every little thing I could, even at lunch with my friend Sarah, who is actually watching me do this interview right now. She would ask me questions all the time. I would tell her my answer and I would critique myself so that I could be best prepared because I wanted this title so bad. After 8 years of pageantry, this was the biggest title I had ever dreamed of and had ever wanted.
Well, first of all, hello to Sarah. Thank you for watching. All right. Now, you recently just got your driver's license and you're 16. You're tied for the youngest person to ever win this. All right. You and one other, there was another 16-year-old. Was it a little bit intimidating doing something like this? Or is it like, nope, I'm just doing my thing and it's another day? What was that like?
I really just thought of it as another competition. All of the other girls, I mean, we're all equal. We are all girls going for the same exact title. So the age really wasn't anything to be afraid of or to really stop me from doing anything. I mean, being younger or being older, it doesn't matter. You're still going to go out and make appearances. You're going to talk to the same people. It's really just how well you can do your job.
Now, Caitlin, too, I was kind of wondering what are the perks with coming with Miss Nebraska Teen USA? What's kind of been your life differences since winning the title?
Yes. So, of course, we're preparing for nationals right now. But other than that, I just try to go out and make as many appearances as I possibly can. It's really eye-opening to see how many people really know what the USA system is all about and how big of a title this really is. But other than that, it has been such a fun experience. I have met some of my lifelong friends, and I know we're going to be lifelong friends because when we went to boot camp a few months ago, we nonstop talked. We talked so late into the night before we went home the next day because we knew we were going to miss each other so much. And other than that, I mean, the teachers, they all know that I'm the Miss Nebraska Teen USA. And there's, of course, no special treatment, and I don't want any special treatment. But it's just so fun walking around knowing that you get to represent the state for a year.
So what are the preparations for, when is nationals and what are the preparations for that like?
So we actually don't know when nationals are going to be, unfortunately, but they should be in a few months here with a few states left to crown. But it's just like preparing for state. You just go out and you do even more. You want to prep even harder because this is the biggest stage and you only get one opportunity to win this title. So for me, I'm going to be drilling interview questions with coaches and with Lisa Dean, which is my main coach. And I actually had the opportunity a few months ago to go and pick out my dream gown for Team USA. And then on top of that, I'll be working on my walking and just getting that perfected.
Well, Jake works on his walking quite a bit. I know that as well.
Sure.
So there's a little bit of a, what's it like around the school now, the high school now, a little bit of a celebrity status, I would imagine. Obviously, you don't want special treatment, but what's that like, you know, now that people know you're Miss Nebraska Teen USA, going to high school with that title?
Yeah, so not too many people have come up to me or said anything. It's mainly girls, which to be expected. Actually, mainly in my English class, people have started to realize it. And the teacher came and talked to me yesterday about it because of my drag racing. And she saw that I had made a slide about me being a drag racer and also this pageant girl. So my two opposite sides there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
But other than that, I mean, I was in the yearbook last year with my Miss Audrey, who also went to East. So that was really fun and cool to see us in the back page of it on a with a big picture and then an explanation of what we are and what this really means.
So that feeds perfectly into my next question. I'm glad you brought up the drag racing because you were raised around kind of the roar of the engines and that type of competition. And you kind of found your second passion on the track. Racing is in your blood, so to speak. So tell folks the experience that you had growing up and it being in your blood. And you do a lot of racing now. Tell people about what that's like for you as well.
Yes. So I love going to the racetrack. My dad and uncle, they grew up around dirt track and they raced sprint cars and they were on a sprint car team. And then when I came around, they had then switched to doing drag racing. And then I kind of got pulled into that. So I grew up at the racetrack, at the dirt track, and at just the drag racing track. And then when I was around 4, I got my first dirt bike, and I learned to ride it in the school parking lot. And then I only fell off once. So no big injuries with that, luckily.
That's good.
And yeah. And a few years after that, my grandpa got me into a cage car, and I would, again, ride it around the school parking lot anywhere. Anytime. He loved taking me and doing a little one-on-one, just spending time together while my dad was working on cars. And then the only reason I learned how to ride a bike without training wheels was because my grandpa told me if I could learn how to do it without them, he would get me a four-wheeler. So soon enough, when I was 7 years old, I had a four-wheeler, a red four-wheeler. I actually still have it and still ride it around sometimes. And then the whole reason I myself got into junior dragsters was because my brother saw this movie on Erica Enders, which she turned out to be my role model. But it was about her racing career and how she got into it. She was a trailblazer for the drag racing community and girls in junior dragsters, because girls in a male-dominated sport, especially drag racing, was very unlikely. So I went to my dad and I asked him, I was like, this is really interesting to me. I would love to try it out. And at the end of sixth grade, he surprised me with a road trip to Wisconsin in Green Bay. And we picked up my first junior dragster. And then a few years ago, my grandpa got me my big car, which is just a big dragster. And I can't wait to race that next year. And then my very last little part of my racing career is I got a brand new junior dragster this past December because my old one, it just wasn't working the way we really wanted it to. And we got that one. And ever since then, I have won several races. We've gone to Bristol, Tennessee to race at the biggest junior dragster race in the world. So, yeah.
So as you can tell, Caitlin Halverson with us here, Miss Nebraska Teen USA, multi-talented, we'll put it that way. But you mentioned your background in cheer as well. If there's a young lady out there listening, say, man, Miss Teen Nebraska, Miss Nebraska Teen USA, that sounds amazing. I want to do that. What were kind of what would you kind of advise people if they're kind of starting from a young age and would aspire for what where you are now?
It doesn't matter who or where you come from, you definitely all have the same opportunity to win the title. It just, you need to be prepared. You need to find a dress that you feel confident in. Your dress doesn't necessarily matter. It's how you walk in it, how you present yourself on stage. Through pageantry, I have gained so much confidence, and I think every girl out there can gain confidence in lifelong skills like interview skills, walking on stage in front of people, talking to new people through that experience. So as long as you feel confident going on that stage and being able to talk to new people, make new friends, and enjoy the experience as a whole, it's not so much about winning as I think it is the experience and the growth you get from the competition itself.
I want to come back to the racing a little bit because it's easy to tell you're very passionate and excited about that as well. I got to ask, when you win these races, because you mentioned you won some races, how do the boys handle it? Because you male dominated, you mentioned. How do they handle it when you beat them in some of these races? Do they handle it well? Do they not? How's that go?
Luckily, I am friends with many of the people I race with, and many of them are the boys. We all kind of joke around, especially when I have a bad race. I'll make fun of myself, and we'll just kind of laugh it off. But there's really nothing bad that they say that affects me. And if it is something, it's just like us joking around and making a fun time out of it.
Well, that is awesome. Very cool. I appreciate you taking the time to join us. Good luck as you get ready and prepare for Nationals whenever they do happen. Maybe let us know when they do happen. Keep us up to date. But good luck at Nationals.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Have a great day. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.